Respected members, my colleague clergymen, all and sundry, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, this morning, this beautiful morning, is the seventh day of the seventh month of Islamic calendar. 1443 Hijri, in brackets, the eighth day of the month of February 2022. CE, not AD, I don't say AD. For my Islamic civilizational sensitivities, it is something incorrect. Comrades, we are gathered here for this solemn assembly. Though we missed it last year, we were chased away, permit me, by Corona. But Allah is there to do with Corona and all other diseases. I believe you are Corona free, by the grace of God. In any doubt? No, we are free. We shall be free of any diseases until we depart from this into the world. My sermon or sermonization is going to revolve around three basic Quranic verses. From verse 185 in chapter number 3, 1. Secondly, verse number 35, chapter number 21 in the Quran again. Lastly, verse number 57 in chapter number 29 respectively. Here I go. But the topic of my sermon and sermonization is going to be named like this: Death, the Inevitable End. That is my topic. Death, D-E-A-T-H, these five-letter words, death, the inescapable, the inevitable end that comes across all of us, regardless of your gender, your geography, your religion, whether a man or an animal, death is the sure end. Death has been characterized in our lives from day one. We all belong to two people, Adam and Eve, whether American, African, Latino, whatever, we belong to same two parents. The Quran says this in chapter number 4, verse number 1. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. O ye mankind, here the Quran addresses mankind in totality, in the ramificational totality. No discrimination. We've created you from man and woman, whether Muslim, Christian, Taoist, Hindu, whatever. You take your origin from two people, Adam and Hawa, Eve. For you to know one another, not to fight, not to ostracize one another, not to kill, not to maim, not to become nonsensical in behavior. In Islam, if anybody misbehaves, he's not a good Muslim. So I am saying my topic is death, the inevitable end. When I tell you inevitable, the inevitability is clearly discernible. Yeah. Inevitable, who are us grammarians, is an adjective qualifying the noun. Inevitable. It's adjective of what? Of quality, not quantity. I didn't say two, three. That is of quantity. Death in Islam is a created entity that snuffs life from the body chemistry. Each and every human being is made of two parts: physical part and spiritual part. This is in Quran chapter number 38, verses 71 down. You have two parts. I have two. She has. We have. You have physical part and spiritual part. These two come together to produce you. They are like sausage, inseparable, entangled, interwoven. They can never, ever be separated. When the time for the fall to terrain inside comes to an end, it is taken away, and the body goes down to the mother earth. That is them. That is Islam. But let me tell you, death too is going to die. According to our scriptural evidential proofs, death is going to come to them. It's going to be slaughtered. Prophet Zechariah in Islam will slaughter it. That is our sources. Now, death, Allah says in chapter 3, verse 185, and I quote in Arabic, then translation. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This is Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 185, translation. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ, and every soul, shall taste the death. This Quran. Only Muslim? Only Christian? No. Only Hindu? No. Kullu nafsin. It is an inclusive, not exclusive explanation. Even the cow dies. Even the lion dies. Go and ask oceanographers. They're going to tell you even the rivers die. Because it's not. The trees die. Because the scientists are telling us there are characteristics of living things. In our primary school, our teacher used to tell us, Mr. Niger plus D. M, movement. R, respiration, if you like it. N, nutrition. I, irritability, aka response to the stimuli. G, growth. E, excretion. R, what? Reproduction. D, death of God. Death. And I have been telling you here on this podium that life is between D-O-B and D-O-D. Life is juxtaposed between D-O-B, the date of your birth, and D-O-D, the date of your death. The day of your day. And you're going to be attacked by the DDD, dropping down day. It's going to come. Is it deniable? It can't be denied. You're going to come across your DDD tomorrow, next tomorrow, only Allah knows. But surely, as sure as eating your cake, as sure as looking at your wife, you're going to die. I'm going to die. But the legacy left behind characterizes you. Did you have the legacy of shame to your children? Somebody, an arm robber or a pen robber. You know there is pen robbery. Yeah, there is pen robbery. Siphoning public properties. Inflating contracts. Magu magu chua chua wave. Then there's plenty for on a land. Be careful, as teachers, I told you, you have to teach, not to cheat. To train, not to drain the brains of the kids. Because the brown envelope given by the parent, come on, don't do that. Live a good, enviable, or viable one, legacy, after your departure. Adam died, Eve died. Let me tell you one thing. By 1979 in Nigeria, the Second Republic, all of the governors then are now dead. All of them. Only two. Imagine. The President Shagari is no more. All of the governors, 19 states, are now dead. Only two. Jim Wobodo, to my knowledge, I don't know if he's any longer alive. Imagine. Jim Wobodo, a great man. I will Ibrahim of Niger, now any of them. They are the only one remaining. All have gone. Shane Khan, lastly, is gone. Abubakar Karimi and Kano, no more. Abubakar Berdi, former Gongola, no more.
Katari Ali Abu Bakr, no more. Sambakwe, Foma, Imo, no more.
They're going to die all, come on. So that is the first verse, verse 185 in chapter number 3. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Another verse, verse 35 in chapter number 21. The same message. Now, our mothers, because I call women mothers, because they born me, I respect them. Wherever they come from, our scholars are saying, nobody respects women but an honorable person. You disrespect them, you are disrespecting yourself. We place confidence in you in upbringing our children, not to be liars or cowards or of lackadaisical behavior. They should attend their classes well before the teaching for this life. Now, Dave, when the hour comes, you don't know. Somebody dies through road accident. Somebody through kidnapping by the rascal. Yeah. Somebody caused death through siphoning public properties. Stealing, cheating. Some cause trouble to the student. He undermarks his student because his father didn't see him, didn't see him, got on a call, didn't see him. Overmatched. Some through childbearing, Allahu Akbar. Some through catastrophic sickness. Go to the hospital. You will see how blessed you are. Somebody is there incapacitated. If it is morning, you wouldn't have been there. Remember last time when Sonny Dangote, the younger brother of Dangote, died in America. Dangote said, I saw my brother. Life being sucked out of him. If it is money, he wouldn't have died. But where is he now? Ya Allah. Ya Allah. That is life. That is the reality. So my topic, life, death, the inevitable end. The inevitability has undeniability. You get my language well. I am saying death has five characteristics. So, but before then, somebody says, okay, hey, gentlemen, I'm going to sleep. In the morning, it's no more there. In 1978, Mr. Jomo Kenyatta of Kenya, remember him, 78, went to have a siesta in the city of Mombasa before sitting with his own minister. You know what happened? When the time for the president to come to the meeting was up, he was not there to be found. They knocked. Your Excellency, it's time. Your Excellency, they speak and it's gone. The eyes are fixed. Mr. Hori Bomedien of Algeria, 1970 again, had a neurological problem, neurology, you know? Doctors with latest gadgets were assembled for him. He will be in coma for 24 hours. Later, he kicked the bucket. You get it? He died. Who's going to remain? Who? No matter how well protected you are, you will go. But the issue, I'm not afraid of dying. I care about what am I going to behind my king, my king. What legacy am I going to leave to your children, for your nation, for your profession? Will you like after your days, any of you to remember you as a rock? God forbid. You want your name to be written permanently, perpetually, ceaselessly. Wouldn't you like that? You like that. But somebody came in late, you're not preparing your note, you cheat, you don't cheat. You don't come to school on time, you abscond, and you're looking for what? Money in your account. If the missus one day, they begin to complain, I didn't get my alert, you're going to get negative alert with God the Almighty.
Oh yeah. Alert of two types. There is positive alert and a negative alert. Now which one you take? Take it for yourself. Create the good life for yourself right now. Opportunity given to you, it means it's hardly retrievable. Hardly. In Hausa, permit me we say, in kasa mudama kadama. Mba kaba say tadani kuma kadamu. You get it? In kasa mudama kadama kat tadani kuma kadamu. Is a Hausa adage. That is when opportunity presents itself to you. Grab it. Otherwise, you'll be in a difficulty. So I'm saying this. Death has five characteristics. Number one, death does not wait. On the contrary, it is waited. We are not waiting for its arrival. We're just waiting. We ask Allah the Almighty to give us a good exit with good name, indelible, permanently in a book of records. You will be down in the grave, consumed by the worms, no matter how beautiful you are, how handsome, how attractive. Check it. Consumed by the worm. Where is your elegance? Where is your beauty? Where is whatever? Where is it? Where is your money? You're a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, any near in the English lexicon. You leave it here. That is feature number one of death. It waits for nobody. Number two, it acts indiscriminately. With the president, the governor, and the governed, the leader and the led, the teacher and the taught. It acts indiscriminately. Number three, they act discreetly. You don't see it, do you? If somebody can see it, it's going to shut it down. But how can you see? It's the candidate, the man behind the shadow. That is death. Number four, death makes your kid orphan. Yeah. Khalas. No father, no mother. They are gone beyond. You leave them in anguish, sobbing. Tears running down their cheeks. You say, oh, if mama had been alive, she would have given me XYZ. She's no more boy. Number five, death makes a transfer to you and for you. Like how? It transfers you from your lavish house, from your gigantic mansion to a place called grave. I remember the other time when the former governor of Kogi State died, Abubakar Audu, you know what happened? One guy took his picture on the internet. He said, look at his office. His excellency was once here. Now he is here. Imagine. He was once here in this house, in this porch. But now here, that is life. Can you go away from it? You cannot. Number six, death exposes some people. How? Somebody used to borrow money to build big house. Oh, he's enjoying, unknown to all of us, his bank money. He didn't pay. At his death, they came to your house chasing out your key. Oh, that is a shame. Don't do that. I hate taking any loan unnecessarily. In Islam, if you take loan, document it. The longest verse in Quran is on documenting day. Check it. Quran 286. The longest verse in chapter number 2. Read it. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تدينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوا. If you take loan, reduce it to documentation in case of debt. That is Islam. Number seven, death makes a woman to become a widow. Yes. Now she's becoming Mrs. Somebody. She used to be Mrs. Yahya, Mrs. Abdullah, Mrs. Jacob, Mrs. Michael, Naunko. Naunko. She's not Mrs. Muhammad. Mrs. Whoever. Or Mrs. Nobody. Okay. But the husband is no longer there. You only remember reminiscences. Oh, he used to be a good husband. He used to be a good father. But now, down the earth. La ilaha illallah. We say Allahu Akbar. That is life. With all this, we know why are we having corruption in the land? Why the insecurity? Why the unnecessary killing? Imagine one rogue in Kano killing a 5-year-old girl for nothing. What did she do? Quran says, "Bi ayy dhanbin qutilat," for what? For she killed. Any nation, I have been repeating this. When I meet political, active politically, I used to tell them, look, oh yeah, president, leader, governor, whatever. If you cannot establish, provide 5 things on the land, it's no longer democracy, it is kakistocracy. It is stupidity. It is permitting satanism. First, security tops the list. Without security, this meeting would have taken place. Am I communicating? Am I? Oh yeah! Without security, I wouldn't have left Kano to come down here. I wouldn't. But here we are. Relatively secure. Okay, secure. Relatively. Today in Nigeria, I cannot travel from Kano to Enugu to Port Harcourt, for example. I am jittery. Why? I was in the Niger Republic just last August. I traveled from Niamey to Marabi in the night. No fear. Why Nigeria is the exception? Why? What's happening to Nigeria? My motherland. I love it. Wherever I go in this world, I prefer coming back to Nigeria. That's where I was born. Bagam Baki. But what about security? Any government is about security. You travel from Bangui in the eastern end of Borno in the eastern part to Semeboda. From Abubra, for example, Abubra, around Cross River State, all right, to Kwangalan in Daura, in peace, in stability, in harmony. But are we in harmony today? Are we in peace or in pieces today? You can't travel. You are afraid of sleeping. Security is number one. Nobody can steal and go free. It's not possible. You go to Saudi Arabia, if you travel from Jeddah, say, to Riyadh, lie, no thief can steal without being snuffed out. In 3 hours. I was traveling one day from the city of Milwaukee in Wisconsin in America through West Virginia, going back to New York. In a car, I was being driven. Somebody told me, here, nobody can come and steal, but helicopters coming instantly to fish out the rebels. What's wrong with Nigeria? Money being given to a senator. 36 million naira monthly. What? What job? The teachers have been teaching, toiling, suffering. What is the salary? Somebody told me one senator, his vehicle get a technical problem, is it mechanical, I don't know. He came out of the vehicle and he was saying, is it not shameful for the Nigerians to see their senator standing here? They said, Banatangata. Then I retorted saying, is it not a shame for Nigeria to have people like you? What are you doing there? Some adjust. Warm cities or city women. Some are credible, are good, are active. And this applies to every shade of human endeavor in Nigeria. In teaching profession, in medical, whatever. Am I communicating? Am I? There is number one. Secondly, Death comes during your sleeping. You wake up, dead body collected. In Islam, if somebody is about to die, we've been taught to be pronouncing the creed for him. Say La ilaha illallah. Perchance he says it. If on that note he dies, there are good chances of scaling the house. Then you go to the grave. You dig the grave. Take him there. Leave him there. No pure water. No food. His wife cannot come and say, darling, give me a hug. Give me a kiss. No more. No more. Only the pictures you'll be telling the kids, this is your papa. He used to be here. He used to be here. Now he's no longer here. Oh God. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Teachers of Nigeria, I salute you. I ask Allah the Almighty to bless you the more. Maintain your unity. Maintain unanimity. Maintain credibility. Finally, on a final note, for each and every human being to maintain his indelible mark on the face of history, he has to establish 5 things. Memorize it and take your pain. Because what is off-documented is off-assimilated. If you want to maintain your credibility, your personality, you have to maintain 5 things. Number one, you have to establish your genealogical table. I am the son of XYZ. Yeah, that's your genealogy. What is necessity? Somebody born out of marriage has broken his genealogy. His personality is broken. You have to establish the fact that you are the son of A, father, and B, mother. This clean water of genealogy should not be polluted by adultery, by fornication, by sexual irresponsibility. That is our teaching. So condition number one for your personality to be maintained, you have to maintain grudgingly, if you like it, your genealogical table. I'm the son of X, Y, Z, maintain it. That is one. Number two, you have to maintain your linguistical factor. Yes. Though we have been learning English, French, to the point some of us are called Anglophone. Why Anglophone? I speak Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa, Chekiri, Andoni, Boni, for example, you call me Anglophone. How many of the Nigerians speak good English? It's not more than 20%. But they call us arrogantly Anglophone. I am Nigeriaphone. I speak English because of child of necessity. That's all. I speak it in the United Nations, in America, in London, but I am Nigerian. And I'm proud of Nigerian language, of course. I'm not denying English is important. They call those people, colonized by French, they call them Francophone, Anglophone. How many of them in Africa? Only 7 countries speaking what? Portuguese in Africa. Only 7. You can correct me. Zambia. Where again? Cape Verde. And where again? Angola. They call them Lusophone. What is this phone for? Is it the phone I use? Anglophone. Francophone. Lusophone. What is Yoruba phone? Igbo phone, Nko. Hausa phone, Nko. Bini. Why don't you speak your language now? I am telling you on a final note, after my talk about death, I'm just coming to an end, finalizing my talk. That for anybody to maintain his personality, there are 5 conditions, there are 5 factors. Genealogical factor, number one. I'm only repeating. What is oft repeated is oft assimilated. Number two, linguistical factor. Wherever you happen to be, maintain your language. As a Hausaman in America, in Saudi Arabia, don't forget, don't make the mistake of denying your kids their language of origin.
wherever it happened to be. We have seen some people just messing away like the way sugar melts in a hot cup of tea. Mention the language. You know what? One day I was in Mecca, I was speaking to one Kanuri boy in Mecca, our holy city. I spoke my staggering Kanuri with him. I said, Ndachidan, Ndakasumba. And the boy spoke, replied me, I said, hey, stop it, I can't speak more than this one. He said, yes, Sheikh, we were born, our father was in Nigeria, but we were born here in Mecca. Our father told us, in the house, nobody should speak Arabic. I said, why? He said, because you are in Mecca, Arabic is prevalent, you speak it in the school, but I don't want you to miss your language. That's my point. You get it? You get it? Number three, if you want to maintain your personality, factor number three, I'm repeating, factor number one, genealogical. Factor number two, linguistical. Teach your kid your language. That's why I'm an advocate of incorporating Nigerian language in our school. Yes. Number three, religious factor. Your religion determines who you are. Oh yeah. I'm a Muslim with my turban. My friend from Christian faith, you look at what he is. That is important. Maintain your personality, your characterizing features, but try to look for the truth wherever it happens to be. That is number three. Genealogical, linguistical, religious, historical, number four. I have born to a place, I speak for that is historical. Your vitae is important. Finally, your civilizational factor. The way you wear your attires, it's your civilization now. Yeah. I was one day in Bangladesh, you know what? I saw an important person with wrapper. I said, wrapper? For man? Many of you does any? I said, you call Allah. That's it. It's their culture. Don't condemn it. If you see somebody eating amala, it's part of his culture now. It's part of our culture. You go to China, you eat something there. They speak Mandarin for you. It's part of their language. Respect it now. So these should summarize the content of my presentation this time around. Last year, 2021, we were not here. Afraid of Corona? No. Afraid of God. We fear God only. But here we are. Some died of Corona. May God forgive them. We ask Allah the Almighty to take away all diseases from the land. All troubles, all corruption, all sicknesses. May we be great again. I salute you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen,